Title: Uber Driver's Class Action Lawsuit Hits Permanent Red Light. Content: Last week, the ride-sharing giant Uber secured a resounding legal win when a federal judge dismissed a putative class action lawsuit alleging the company violated the Fair Labor Standards Act by failing to pay drivers overtime. The ruling is enormously important, not simply for Uber, but for the growing rideshare technology industry as a whole. Less than a decade ago, outside of calling a cab company and hoping for the best, the notion of reliably getting from here to there via a few button presses on a cell phone was unthinkable. Things have changed. Uber, the now ubiquitous application that allows patrons to hail various styles of ride, has wholly disrupted the transportation service industry. According to the latest estimates, over 160,000 Uber drivers dot the roads. Those drivers provide approximately 40 million rides each month, and the company's 2017 valuation reached $69 billion. The term Uber has become a verb, e.g., ill Uber there, analogous to just Google it or Xerox the document. The lawsuit, Razak vs. Uber Technologies Incorporated. As most endeavors where the customer base grows exponentially and the company's economic value skyrockets, Uber became a ripe target for litigation. For example, in 2016, three individuals brought suit against Uber in Pennsylvania State Court. The plaintiff sought to certify a putative class of all persons who provided limousine services for Uber Black via the Uber application in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The matter was quickly removed to federal court and proceeded before Judge Michael Bailson in the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. Razak et al. V. Uber Technologies Incorporated, et al., Cuz number 16-573, ED PA. Plaintiff's allegations were relatively straightforward. In short, they alleged, they were non-exempt employees of Uber within the meaning of the FLSA and, accordingly, qualified for overtime pay, and, two, all time spent online, i.e., logged into the Uber app and capable of accepting customer rides for Uber Black over 40 hours in a given week entitled them to overtime pay. For its part, Uber positions itself as a technology service provider and explicitly not a transportation company. Stated another way, Uber views drivers as customers who may use the app to provide transportation to individuals requesting rides via the platform. Drivers then pay a service fee to Uber on a per-ride basis. Independent contractors or employees? Certain procedural elements of the case are particularly noteworthy. Uber unsuccessfully attempted to halt the case at the pleading stage, filing motions to dismiss on the grounds that plaintiffs failed to allege sufficient facts to qualify them as employees rather than independent contractors and, additionally, that plaintiffs' allegations of time spent online in the Uber app were insufficient to state a claim for overtime pay under the FLSA. Judge Bailson denied Uber's attempts to dismiss the case on the pleadings, but ordered expedited discovery and subsequent briefing on the limited issue of whether plaintiffs' online time qualified as compensable work time under the FLSA. After completing expedited discovery, Uber moved for judgment on the sole issue of whether plaintiffs' online time was compensable. Notably, for the purposes of that motion only, Uber assumed that the plaintiffs qualified as employees and Uber was their employer under the FLSA. Judge Bailson denied Uber's motion, finding that the time plaintiffs spent logged into the Uber app could be considered predominantly for the benefit of the employer rather than the employee. Importantly, the denial was without prejudice to Uber's ability to refile for summary judgment at the completion of discovery because, according to Judge Bailson, the compensability question may be inextricably intertwined with the threshold employee versus independent contractor question. Consequently, the stage was set for Uber's summary judgment motion on the issue of whether Uber Black drivers are, in fact, employees or independent contractors. The ruling, predictably, Uber filed for summary judgment on precisely that issue. The court granted the motion and dismissed plaintiff's case, finding Uber Black drivers are independent contractors, and therefore not within the ambit of the FLSA. Judge Bailson applied the Third Circuit's three-decade-old six-factor test in analyzing whether plaintiffs were independent